Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I'm alone in the dark.
Chicago, bringing us back. Saw them in concert not too long ago. They were outstanding. Still rocking after all these years. 23 after the hour, I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Jeff Sabar is our guest. He's our great friend, longtime brain trust member, the author of Safe at Home, also the author of Home Office Know-How and Teleworking and Telecommuting. He's an award-winning journalist and our good friend Jeff. Welcome back. Thanks again for staying with us.
I got to tell you, I got to stop you. Every time I'm on the show, you lead in with certain tunes, and I'm like immediately saying, okay, I got to go check my iTunes library and see if I have that song.
Exactly.
See if I have that song.
You
have some great music.
You got to go buy that song. That's the reason we play it. I get a commission every time you buy one of
the songs. You get a commission. Yeah, I'm sure. Dealing with iTunes, you probably get 0.1% for every 100 buys.
I don't even get a wave. What are you talking about?
Exactly.
But I like telling people who made the music, because I think that's important. Hey, Jeff, one of the things that's been the most fascinating for me to observe over the last 30 years or so has been the way the U.S. economy, especially, has stratified into niches. And not only niches, but niches of niches, and niches of niches of niches. And how people have found a way to not only make a living, but some people have gotten rich by carving out, wallowing out, as my dad would have said, wallowing out a hole for themselves, a place for themselves, to make a living, and doing things today, for example, that didn't even exist 10 years ago,
right?
And that's, to me, that's one of the beautiful things about the global marketplace, but especially the U.S. marketplace. What do you think?
Absolutely. Well, first off, the way you niches and niches and niches, I'm thinking, hey, there's a Dr. Seuss entrepreneurial book in here somewhere, you know, to talk about the niches that we, the ditches we dig and the niches we witch, I don't know. But absolutely. And I mean, I think back, you know, in my personal example, I think back to journalism school back in the 1980s, and how they taught me to be a journalist. They didn't teach me to be an entrepreneur. They did not teach me to be a corporate copywriter. They taught me to be a journalist. But then as I got out and less than, you know, 8 years into my career, I started sort of, again, that left turn at Albuquerque, started making a change. Mm-hmm. As, you know, again, as Bugs Bunny used to say, I should have made that left turn at Albuquerque. Well, so many of us did. And we went in down paths that we were never taught. We just intuitively, you know, glommed onto these or explored these paths that take you to speaking gigs that 15, 20 years ago you never would have thought you'd be doing. You know, same thing for me. You know, I was a writer, but then I got into any number of different areas because we put on our entrepreneurial caps. We explored niches that didn't even exist. And we took advantage of them and created opportunities. And that's the entrepreneurial spirit. That's what enables us to do it. But, you know, it doesn't mean that you have to be a freelancer, a soloist, a home-based entrepreneur to do this. You could be somebody with a storefront who sees something going on in the marketplace because, after all, we are watching trends within our market. And it may be something that is maybe slightly askew from what it is that you think you do.
Well,
but you can explore it and take advantage of it and bring a whole new opportunity in the marketplace.
But there are two ways to think about it, Jeff. There, you need to look for niches in from an offensive standpoint. Here, what can I do? How can I become more competitive, more relevant? How can I make sure that I sustain my business by continuing to look for niche opportunities?
Right.
But also from a defensive standpoint, where are niches going to present themselves that somebody else could fill and put me and compromise my business? I mean, you really have to watch for these things, not only from a standpoint of and if you say, okay, I've identified a niche, I've chosen not to go into it, and if that's your decision, then so be it, and good for you. But make sure that you've decided not to. You've made the decision not to do it, but at the same time, you've got to say, okay, then how will I defend myself against people who will fill that niche?
Right. Absolutely. I mean, and that's the such is the conundrum of entrepreneurship. You know, I mean, do you
In the 21st century.
In the 21st century. Well, I mean, I think it's always been that way.
Well, but Jeff, we didn't have the assault that from so many different directions 20 years ago that we do now.
We probably didn't, but I think even in the smallest sense, you know, at what point did a five and dime start carrying certain things? You know, walk the stores of a big box general retailer.
No, I agree. But that was just one. Today, though, you could have a dozen.
Right.
I mean, that's the thing. The numbers are greater. The concepts are the same.
Right.
The concept of competition is the same. But this is what I, you know, this is one of the things I've been talking about. In 20, 30 years ago, the biggest deal was to be competitive.
Right.
Today, it's to be relevant.
Has to be relevant across the board.
That's what the new niches are doing. So, last thoughts, Jeff, 30 seconds.
Well, I think that we have to stay atop that. You know, I mean, we have to be a trend watcher. We have to be on top of our market. We have to make sure that we maximize our peak productivity times, that we are capitalizing on everything that we have to offer the market, and we're listening more than anything, listening to the consumer, the customer out there, for what they want, so that we can be delivering and, as you say, stay relevant to what they want. And I don't care whether you're a storefront or you're on, you know, some side street in the suburbs working from home. It's all a matter of staying relevant to your customer out there.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I think that it's a deliberate effort, and it's a constant effort, because someone else will if you don't.
Well said. ChiefHomeOfficer.com, right, Jeff?
That's me.
All right, check it out, folks. That's Jeff Zabar. Thanks, Jeff. Come back soon.
Always great. Thanks,
Jim. We'll see you next time. Jeff Zabar, folks. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame. Here's Strawberry Alarm Clock. Take us out.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.